Today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph. We're holding on the top line, right at the end. In a case where Zeomer Shel Avotai, that this actually was a case. It's not in a case where, as we'll see. So there was, even though we don't introduce it the way we usually do, but there was a guy who, but that's what it means. So Hai Haiti Sahadi Da Avotayu, Hai Haiti Sahadi Da Fla Shnei Chazok. So one of them brings now Eidut, that it belonged to his family, the Avotehi. And the other one brings Eidut, that he was there for the 3 years of the Chazok. Omar Rabba, so Malo Leshaker, Iboy Omerle, Minoch Zevanta Verate Shnei Chazoka. It's true that what he said about its belonging to his family seems to be contradicted by the Eidim, and therefore we should ignore that. However, on the other hand, he does have a chazaka, and we can't say it's a chazaka she'eni mata'ana, because that chazaka would have been just as useful had he said that I had bought it from you, or from your forefathers, and therefore he's left with a chazaka that has the migu as a taina. Omala Abaye, no, you can't use a migu as a taina. Because you don't say Mali Lashakir b'makom edin lo amrina. What you're saying is that the fact that he could have had a taina should give him the koyach of a migu. The problem is that the taina that he did say is a lie, as far as the Bezdin is concerned. You can't use the taina that he could have said to back up what we now know al pi edin to be a lie. So therefore, he ends up without a taina at all, and you can't insert a migu in place of something that is mukhash with Eidim. In fact, Rabbah accepted that from him, and the Rashbam points out over here that the Lashon implies that, because what we'll see later on clearly that he had accepted it. But it's the way that the Gemara says, the Tainak Omar Le Abaye, which is not usually what you would say. You'd say Omar Abaye, you'd say Batkif Le Abaye. Omar Le Abaye is just, look, you know, that's wrong. It's like an absolute clarity. Abaye said, no, forget about that. And indeed, Rabbah accepted it. Even though Abaye is the Talmud, when he said it in that sense, it was clear that Rabbah had made a mistake. So okay, so the guy saw that now the court was going to paskin against him. So he said, now hold on a second. It was no lie. It certainly, I'm agreed that it belonged to his family. I never said it didn't belong to his family. In the Avotechi, it did belong to his family. The only thing is that I, Zavinta Minayim, I bought it from his family. From him, actually. We have two gerses on this, the Bach prefers the gersa which the Rishonim seem to have, which is I bought it from them, from his family. So the only reason, I mean, it's true I said it's my family's, but you know what, that was a response to what he was saying. He's saying, oh, this is like a tradition in our family. And I was saying to him, yeah, well, since I got it from them, to me it feels like it's been in my family forever. No, it's my family's tradition. That's all that I meant. So I was saying, what I was saying to you, he tells the court, in other words, this is what I'm saying to this guy, is the somikli alaki de'avati. I mean that it feels to me just as real as if it would have been my family for generations. I don't care how recent it is. Point is, it came from his father's, not to him, but to me. That's what I meant. Now, the question is this considered to be a change in the initial conditions of the suit? We know that we cannot change a taina for the convenience of the developing din. Once you said something, then that's what you stick with, and the best then is going to continue to hold you to what you originally said. That's for sure. The question is whether a tikkun of this type, is that considered to be a new taina, or do we say that a taina can be explained if it's broad enough to support that explanation, even though we might say, well, gee, we shouldn't read it that way the first time. That's the question. So, can you be toin v'chozer v'toin in this fashion, o ein toin v'chozer v'toin in this fashion? You certainly cannot be toin v'chozer v'toin literally, as we'll see in a moment. So, ula amar toin v'chozer v'toin in such a way that you're explaining what you said before in a way that was a bit counterintuitive but still supportable, it's not considered to be changing your taina, and you can be metakenet in this fashion. So it's like a revised taina. Nahardoi amre enoto in v'chozer v'toin. Whereas the Naradoi say you cannot revise a taina in a way that is counterintuitive. Now, ula is maida, that you certainly cannot change your taina. In other words, let's say that initially he would have said, Echadi Omale, excuse me, it was shel avotai velo shel avotecha. Never belonged to your family. So then he's finished. Because now if we have witnesses that it did belong, say he certainly cannot. That's not a revision. That's an out-and-out rejection of his original taina. And a change to a new taina. So then, eno to ein v'chozev v'tor. Furthermore, heichad avikoi beidina v'lotan, what's more, is that a revision is also only acceptable if it's done spontaneously. If this guy had a chance to call his lawyer, forget about it. No revisions are acceptable. So if he was sitting in the Beit Din and he heard this discussion now with Rabbah and Abaya and he didn't say anything, v'lotan, then he goes outside. See, now all of a sudden he realizes, oh, wait a minute. Now he comes and he's to'an. No, no, no. So then, eno chozer v'toy. In such a case, he certainly cannot revise it. My taima, because we say ta'anit de'agmere, people taught him what to say. Why didn't he say it spontaneously, if this is really what he meant? Furthermore, the Nahardoi who say, you cannot be to'in v'chozer v'toyin, they certainly would agree that if you didn't revise the taina, you only explained the taina. So that would certainly be okay. You can add something to the taina. You can say that when I said it belonged to avotai, I did not mean that it never belonged to your avot. My avot bought it from your avot. Okay, that's perfectly all right. I mean, all he was saying is I inherited it from my family. Could be that the generations before was your family. So even though Lamaisa, that isn't what is meant, as Tosis points out, the original, we have an intuitive grasp about what the guy says. Normally when someone says, shel avotai, he means it's a family property for many generations. And that's the way we would take it. We would not be teyein for him. He does as a problem. Because if he's claiming to be a yoresh, remember that we said that we're tanin on him. So why did we could have said this ourselves, that what that meant was is that he was yoresh from his father. But since what he said was, it's my forefathers, so the implication that we took initially was that it had been in his family for generations. So if he comes along and he's mosif, it's my forefathers who bought it from your forefathers. That's not called revision. If he comes now and he revises, and he says, I myself bought it from your forefathers, and it was as if it were my forefathers, then we have a machlokas ula and a nardoi. If he said it never belonged to your forefathers, then there's no machlokas at all. Then everybody is made that is considered to be a change of taina, and you cannot change your taina in the middle of a case. So those are basically the four levels that we have. We have the one in which we're willing to be taina ourselves, like tanina yoresh, where initially there's no intuitive meaning to what it says. Then there's one where the intuitive meaning is the opposite. Then we have your hoisafa, then we have your revision, and then we have total change, which is the one where there's no machlokas. So the two extremes, either will be tining for you, or you could certainly explain what you meant. The other extreme is you want to change it, nobody agrees with you. And we have the machlokas of Ula and the Nardoi in the middle. Now, we also have these little issues, which is, do we have to be cheshesh, that you spoke to your lawyer, and so on. And another issue, which we're bringing up now also, that in the case where Eched Ishtoi Mili Avroi, as far as the Nahardoi, who are very makbid, and they say, well, you can't change what it is that you're saying. So suppose a guy staked out a position, Avroi LeBeitin. He was outside of the court. He says something to the guy, and then he walks into court, and he says something entirely different. So maybe he tells the guy outside of court, no, this never belonged to your forefathers. Then he comes into court and he says, it belonged to this guy's forefathers, but my father bought it from him. So then the Nardai would be made that if he's Atala Bedina, that he changes his mind, there's no problem with that. To'an v'chozer v'to'in. Why? Because people, bedafkim, want to mislead their their opponent outside of court. So they'll make pretend they're going to say one thing. This way the guy prepares a whole case based on that thing. And then he's caught off guard when they come into court. So that, I mean, you're not stuck with something that you say outside of court. It's only where it's in court or it's a deposition. Then you could say that you have to take what he says seriously. So my taima, Ovid inish delo megale ta'anate ela lebeitina. A man does not want to say what he's finally going to say in court until he's actually there in front of the beitin. Omar HaMeimar, HaMeimar said, look, I want you to know that Ana Nardoi, or something like yours, Ana Misabi Nardoi, I'm one of the leaders of the Nardoi, and you're quoting Nardoi as if it's all the same shita. V'anas virali, I hold like Ula, the Toein v'chozer v'toein, that you can revise your taina, you can't change it completely, but you could certainly explain it in a way that is not only counterintuitive, but isn't the plain meaning of the words. And indeed, hilchata to'in v'chozer v'to'in. We paskin that you can be to'in v'chozer v'to'in as a revision. And therefore, in this case, when you're saying, when I say it belonged to my forefathers, I mean, I have the security of it being a family property. We will accept that. For going outside?
Yeah.
No. As long as it's not spontaneous, it doesn't have to be talking idea, but it has to be while he's in the court. Ze omer shel avotai. Now, in a case where each one says, Ze omer shel avotai, ve'chalti shnei chazaka. So he says, I ate it, the years of chazaka, ve'ze omer shel avotai. The other guy says the same thing, ve'chalti shnei chazaka. Now, in this case, one of them brings a raya to his taina completely. So hayate sade, he says, the Edom come and they say it did belong to his forefathers. And Labaisa, he was Yerushit, and he's been here for the past 3 years. The other one brings witnesses that he's been here for the past 3 years, but they cannot testify to the fact that it belonged to his family. So he's only able to be Sahade, the Ochlo Shnei Chazak. Omer Reb Nachman, so Reb Nachman says, okay, so basically, what we have here is a case of Edut Mukhesha. So the two testimonies cancel each other out, because each one is saying it was this guy that's been here for the past 3 years. So we have this guy, the other guy. So we have no testimony for the 3 years, basically. But we do have testimony that wasn't mukreshet about the nature of the original ownership. Did it belong to his avot, or did it belong to his avot? So you're left uki ara becheskat avata. You're left with the chazaka of this guy's forefathers. So he should be given the property. Omar le Rava, so Rava said, what do you mean? Where do we have that? With these guys? These guys are liars. I mean, this is Edut Mukreshet. So I Edut Mukreshet. I mean, you can't use an Edut Mukreshet to establish something that's going to tell us that we should give it to the one who's claiming, even though he's clearly Mukresh in this case. So I Edut Mukreshet. Omar Lei, Sir Nachman said to him, well, I mean, he did Kachish Bachilata. They were only Mukreshet in the part about who was here for the past 3 years. Nobody contradicted this pair of Edim when it came to Avata, Miit Kachish. Did anybody say it did not belong to that guy's office? It belonged to the other guy's office. So that part we should be able to trust. Now, this, of course, is a very famous machloket. Lema Rava v'Reb Nachman. So apparently this of Rava v'Reb Nachman is part of the machloket that we've met many times about Ravuna and Rav Chisda. So Lema v'plukta Ravuna and Rav Chisda kamifli. The Yitma. Shnei kitei edima makhishot zo et zo. You have two kitim. So each kat has at least two witnesses in it. They are now contradicting each other, out and out contradiction. Question is each one of these kitei edim acceptable in other circumstances? Or do we have to be cheshish now on each of them that they no longer have a cheskat kashrut because they were mukhesh? So Ravuna says, look, I mean, they still retain their cheskat kashrut. So if one kat appears in a different case in a court, then certainly it can be bab ifnei atzmo umeida. We're not going to say, well, you know, these people appeared in some case and they were mukash. So what? They weren't found to be Edim Zomim, were there? I mean, you don't know that anything was wrong. V'zoba'a b'fnei atzma u'me'ida. So each one of these kitot are able to be me'id, and we don't consider this to be a standard of psul edus. And that seems to be exactly what Rav Nachman was saying. Okay, they were mukash in the case as far as the contradiction of the years. Doesn't mean that we have to consider the cut that said it belonged to the father to be liars.
What happened to that case, though? Wasn't resolved at all,
and
just left it?
No, we're going to see what happened. We're in the middle of the discussion. We're not going to rub our arguing right now. What to do with the case?
While the case is still going, yeah. Can they make Edus in another case?
No, the point is that it was the same Edim in this case about another aspect of the case. There are two aspects over here. Was there a Shnei Chazaka, and did it belong to this guy's family? So Rav Nachman said about the fact that it belonged to this guy's family, he's now a Yorish. We have witnesses. And nobody's makish them. So in other words, he holds that what the Edim say stands as long as it isn't the thing that was mukash. Whereas Rav is saying, what do you mean? But you can't trust these Edim. See, he apparently holds like Rav Chista. Rav Chista Amar, Bahadi Sahadi Shakri Lamali. Why would we want to accept liars as witnesses? So, in other words, that's what they're arguing over here. Rav Nachman is saying, look, as far as the Avot are concerned, they weren't mukash, and therefore they still have a cheskes kashus. Whereas Rav holds like Rav Chista, and he's saying that, well, it's too late. They're liars. We have to be chayish that they're liars.
So, wait a second. Yes. There's two groups of witnesses. I mean, it's severe. They could both be liars, but it's severe that one is lying and one is not. So you got a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, so how can you paskin on the basis of 50-50 chance? You have to assume that they're liars until proven otherwise. So that seems to be exactly what Rav Huna and Rav Chista are arguing about, is what Rav and Rav Nachman argue about, says the Gemara. No, absolutely not. I'll leave it to Rav Chista kuli amalo pliki. If you want to tell me that they would hold of Rav Chista, there's not a chance that anybody would have said, certainly Rav Nachman, who is saying we're going to accept this testimony, can't possibly hold of Rav Chista, because Rav Chista says even when it comes to a year later in a different case, you can't accept these aided. Kol shekein in this case, here it's the very same case. That we're not talking about. The only machlokas over here is whether Rav Huna would support Rava. That's the question. They're only arguing Aliba ki pliya libid Rav Huna. Rav Nachman is saying, look, all I'm saying is what Rav Huna is saying. Perfectly acceptable psak halacha, Edim retain the cheskes kashrus other than in the very thing that they are mukash, and therefore when it comes to the avot, they're not mukash. Rava says, no way. Rav Huna would never have passed in that way in this case. What Rav Huna said is that if these witnesses appear in a different case, which they weren't mukhash about, and we don't need to take into consideration their testimony in the case, then basically we're starting with a clean slate with a chazaka. But over here, vis-a-vis this particular field, you're going to take the very same Aiden that you're saying, well, we can't trust what they're saying about half of the case. We can only trust what they're saying about the other half of the case. You're telling me that Rav Huna would have said that? That they're not considered to be Edus Mukheshes? Sa'at kan lo kama Rav Huna ela le'edut acheret? Avo lo'ota edut? Well, obviously, you can't. Lo. They are unacceptable. Okay? So then the guy comes along, and he brings witnesses, separate witnesses, that it actually did belong to his father. So the one who had lost the first one, and Rav Nachman had said it should go to the one, the other guy who said it belonged to him. We had witnesses that it belonged to his father's, although we're now ready to ignore the witnesses. So we now have other witnesses, and now everything is 50-50. So that it's no longer nogea, the machlokes that we had before between Rav and Rav Nachman. Okay? So Nachman said, look, in that case, obviously 50-50, and even though I had given it to one side before and taken this guy out, I had put the other fellow in as the one who was the sole right to the property. And I'm asking, look, I can take him back down and have them both be in a position of fighting it out so that I'm not going to actually get involved, and it'll be called Olin Govar. So there won't be anything for the court to do in this case. So you'll say, but I mean, mean, it looks a little strange. The court can't seem to make up its mind about what to do. Now, I don't worry about that. I'm not worried about the fact that people will say that, you know, one day you say that it's this guy, and then the next day you say that it's both of them, so that it looks as if the rabbis in the court doesn't really know what they're doing. It doesn't bother me. People understand. New facts come to light. So now the question about whether that's true, that lezilut de bedina lo chashinan, is now a separate issue. Now Rava attacks him even on that. So most of Rava, rather say it was Rabbi Zera that this attack comes from, is that the Braita says that in a case where a known Ashes Ish comes along now and wants to get married after they went overseas, and Shnayim Omrim, there's two witnesses that say that her husband had actually died overseas, and now she wants to get married. And Shnayim Omrim Lo Mate. But we have a contradiction. Or Shnayim Omrim Nidgarsha, or Shnayim Omrim Lo Nidgarsha. Or we say that if in a case where the man was alive, the question is she allowed to get married? Or there's also a case in which we know that he died, and the shaila was that he gave a get before, and therefore she was ptur from Yibum. But in any event, Harezo Lo Tinase. Since over here we have Edus Mukreshet, so she remains on her chazaka that she is Asura. If it was on the case of Yibam, it's interesting that this seems to mean that since she originally was Asura because of Eshes Ish, she remains Asura now because of the Chiyuv of Yibam. Okay, no Echrech, because we don't have to say it's referring to that case. The point is, though, if she went ahead and she goes and gets married, the Imni say it, so then Lo Tetzei. So, now the only case that we could be talking about over here, where we have a Suffolk Eshes Ish that is allowed to remain with a husband, which is absurd, because then every time they would sleep together, they would both have to bring a korban, which was an Asham Toli. There's no possible way that person can allow that. But Lamaisa, the Gemara Ksufa, says that we're talking about a case where she says, look, I know that he's dead. And it's just you who are trying to find it out objectively. I have no problem marrying because I'm not married. And she gets married to one of the witnesses who said that her husband had died. So he has no problem in getting married to her. So the only question over here is whether we're going to take her out, be motzier from her husband. If she got married, then she does not have to be yotze from her husband. So even though she's not supposed to get married l'chadchila, but b'diavad, if she was married, we don't take her out mitachat ba'ala. Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yisiyomer. No, she even has to be teitzei, she has to leave now the second husband. But when is this? Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi. When do I say that you have to be motzir? Mitachat ba'ala hasheni. Mizman shebo edim v'achar kach nisit. So only where first the edim came, and then we had the situation where we created the suffocatious ish, and therefore we paskin that she's not allowed to get married. So over there, we asked her, avon nisit v'achar kach bo edim. But if first she went ahead, and then come along the edim that asked her. So in other words, first, there were Edim that came along and said her husband is dead. Based on those Edim, she goes ahead and she gets married. Now come along Edim, and they're Makrishim, the Edis of the first cut that said the husband died. So then Arezo Lo Tetze. Because since Lamaisa, the Bezin was Mater, and since Lamaisa, she has no problem of an Asham Toler, and since if we do change our Psak, it'll be Gerim, Luziluta de Beidina, so Mamela, we're not going to change our mind to Aser her in a case where we have Eres Mukhajet. So you see that we are Chayesh Vezilut to the Beidina. So what are you telling me, says Rava to Rav Nachman, or says Reb Zera to Rav Nachman, what are you telling me that we shouldn't worry about Zilut to the Beidina? You certainly do have to worry about Zilut to the Beidina. You cannot put the guy back in to fight it out. Omar Leis, Rav Nachman said to whoever it was that asked him the question, whoever observed, you know, look, I was going to change things around and ignore the Zilut of the Leitina and end up doing what you initially suggested. But, you know, now that you showed me that I have to worry about Zilut of the Leitina, and I got to tell you the honest truth, that Ot van Rav Amnuna Besura, or Besuria, the Pasha, either Rav Amnuna Misura or Rav Amnuna Besura. So the truth is, I was asked the same question by Rav Amnuna, who should prove to me that we are Chayesh Lezilut to the Beit Dina. So now I'm not going to reverse. And therefore, it remains in the hands of the one I originally paskin that it should go to he who has Cheskat Avatal on the base of the day. And lo avdina bahu. Okay. Even though that's what he said, as soon as they went out, he turned right around. And he turns around and he actually takes back the eretz that he had given to the first guy who had it as his forefather's land. And he said, look, you guys fight it out. We can't get involved as a big team. So Mantechaza, people who saw that he did that, they thought, my gosh, he must have just forgotten that you're not allowed to not be chayish v'zilut to the Beit Din. So they thought it was a tuat al b'yadi. But the truth is, it was not a mistake at all. V'lo. It's b'shum natalya ba'ashli ravavi. It's because Reb Nachman realized that he has some very powerful ropes, meaning some very good sources that he could have relied on with his psak to reverse himself and to allow both sides to fight it out, and that you do not have to be chayish v'zilut to the Beit Din. What were those Ashley Ravavi? It's not. It's actually a Mishnah Ketuvah. Rabbi Yudai Mer, Ein Ma'alin Lekuna Al Pirei Dach. So let's see, you have a Kohen, and there's a rumor going around that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalut. You can't make him a Kohen if all you have is one witness that he's a Kohen. So he's not going to be able to eat Trum. Now, says Rabbi Elazar, when Rabbi Yudai said that, you know what he means? Ein Matai. B'makom Sheyesh Orurin. Talking about a case where there are actually people there that are saying that this guy's father married a Grusha or Chalutza. He's a Chalal and he's possible. He's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Avo b'mokam she'in ororin. But where we don't have people that can actually testify to anything, we still have rumors that people say, I don't know, there are rumors that this kid was not really a kosher kohen. On that basis, we don't have a problem with an eid echad and malin lakuna pidechad. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Amen, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Askan. Absolutely not. Actually, we can. Ma'alin lakuna al pi edachad, which of course is precisely what Rabbi Elazar said. So that's the Gemara of Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar just said that we would actually accept an eid echad against rumors. I mean, unless what are you saying? You certainly can't be saying that where there's two eidim that you're going to accept an eid echad. That's ridiculous. But if it isn't that, so then it's the same thing as Rabbi Elazar, unless the nafkamina between them is a middle case. In other words, there's cases of stam rumors. There's cases of Eirin Apishnei Eidim. Well, there we certainly cannot accept an Eidechat. But there's also a case of Irur Ayadei Eidechat. And maybe that's what they're arguing. Whether our through one Eid can indeed be countered by an Eidechat and is not considered to be a Choshev Arar. So maybe that's the pshat. So b'chitema, you'll say that Ika Binaya, the difference between them is our Chad Ika Binaya. That Rabbi Elazar holds that, look, if you have even a single eight, so when I say that an eight echad is sufficient, it's only sufficient if there's no RR at all, and there's only rumor. But even if there's an RR chad, then I won't rely on the eight echad. Comes along now Reb Shimon Gamliel, and he says, no, that actually, our tray is considered to be an RR. But if there's only an RR chad, then we could be mala even al piera chad. Not only when there's only rumor. So that's all the Reb Shimon Gamliel means. Mala in the kuna piera chad, even though there's an RR chad. As a Gemara, but that can't be the machlokas because Amar Rabbi Yochanan divrei hakol in RR pachot mishnayim. Everybody agrees that lamaisa, if there is not an RR with two, this means both Rabbi Elazar and Reb Shimon Gamliel say that if you only have RR chad, that really is not a problem. So when we're talking about RR, it's got to be RR tray, and that nonetheless, what would he be saying? That we would be mala pied echad. That can't be true either. So it's got to be talking about where there was RR tray. But the way to understand the machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Reb Shimon Gamliel is like this. And how come I askina? Look, we started off knowing that this guy's father was a Kohen. So that means our assumption is that the son in front of us here is a Kohen. Now a rumor comes out, Nafka Lekala, the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz, that the father had married a Grusha or a Chalutz. So that he's possible. So then the Bezdin said, look, you know, we have to look into this. Till we get more information, you cannot be treated as a Kohen, you're not going to be able to eat Truma, and Achtine. So we took him down. Now, we then ask for proof. Comes along an Eid Echad, and he says, I know that he's a Kohen Gomer, who? He's definitely a kosher Kohen. We ask Kine. So then we put him back into the Kuhuna. Because, in other words, what we'd be saying is that all that we have is basically a rumor. A rumor, certainly, we will accept an Eid Echad. come along now two real Eidim, and they say, Zeben Grusha ben Chalutza. Okay, at that point, of course, Achtine. We take him out of the Kuhuna, because if you've got two real Eidim, obviously Neidechad is meaningless. And here is what happens. Ata Eidechad, we amar the Kohen. Now comes along a single Eid, and together with the first Eid, who was made that he was a Kohen Gomer, we now have two Eidim that he's a Kohen Gomer. So now basically we have Trey Utre. And Lamaisa, both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hold the fact that the two Eidim did not appear simultaneously in court is not a problem. And Kulei Alma Mitztarfen Eidut. Everybody is ready to put the Eidut together, even though they walked in separately. So we do have Trey Utre. That's not the issue. So what then is the issue? The issue is Achlemechesh Zilut Ravedina. Question over here is, do we need to be concerned for ridicule? So Rabbi Elazar says, I mean, given Achtine, I mean, look what happened over here. We took him down, we're Mavar, we put him up, then we take him down, we get two, then we get the one, we're going to put him up. Lamas Kemba, we can't do that again. Because Chayshin Zilut Ravedina, we're afraid that the court is going to look like a bunch of idiots. So Mamela, that would be the sheet of Rebbe Elazar. Was Reb Shimon ben Gamliel would be Sava. What's the problem? Ananachti, ananamaskinale. We took him out of the kuna. We could put him up to the kuna. Well, is he looted the Vedina lo chayshina? So having seen that that is the machloket over here, and that would mean that the way that we understand the language is that if you've got somebody that's coming along now, and the meaning when he said Eid Echad was like this. Eim Atai, here's how to read it into the original words that we had of Rebbe Elazar. Eim Atai, where do we say over here that we're not Malal Kunap Eid Echad? That's where you have Mokim Sheyesh Orari, meaning an Eid Echad that comes at the end, who's being Mitztaref now. That's Dafka, I say, Eim Malin, and we will not be Mitztaref them to reel. Open it because of Ziluta, that's only Bimokum Shesh Orin that had originally come to Pasalim, and therefore we're not going to add the second one to start it over again because that would bring Ziluta. Ava Bimokum She'ein Orin. If, however, we don't have Eirin, we just have a rumor, so there's a call that is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, so then we would be Malin Al Pi Eid Echad, and we wouldn't be worried about the Ziluta Lebeit Din, we could put him back up, even Al Pi Eid Echad, and that Gufa would be the Machlok, whether Chayshina for the Ziluta Lebeit Din, or whether Lo Chayshina the Ziluta Lebeit Din. So this would be precisely what the problem had been originally. Since now Reb Nachman saw that there's such a strong sheet of Reb Shimon Gamliel, who argues and says, no matter what the case is, we will not be chayish for Ziluta Lebeit Din. So therefore, he went out in the end, and he was Avad Uvda. And he went and said, look, Lamaisa, both of you have witnessed the same thing. Complete Hakosha. You can go and fight it out. The court is not going to get involved. Zeo Mershal Avotai v'zeo Mershal Avotai. Or the gears of the Bach. Zeh omer shel avotai v'echaltei shnei chazakah. V'zeh omer shel avotai. Hai aiti sa'adi de'avotayu. V'hai hai sa'adi de'ach l'shnei chazakah. Omar Rav, well, he still has a chazakah, because ma'ala l'shaker. Iboi omer le minach zavantei v'echaltei shnei chazakah. Omar le abaye, no. Ma'ala l'shaker. V'bakom edim lo amrina. So he's got no time with this chazakah. Hodar omer le, I never meant to say that. Wasn't Avatech, Avatechi. The only thing is that Zavante, I went ahead and bought it Minayu. I'm Lecha, the Avati. The Samech Le'alaka, the Avati. So the question is, Toin v'chazer v'toin, or Eid v'chazer v'toin, such a revision of what he meant. So Ulo Amra Toin v'chazer v'toin, Nardoy Omer, even in such a case, Eino Toin v'chazer v'toin. Now let's make it very clear. That mode ula echad omer le shalavotai v'lo shalavotai. You certainly can't change your taina. Eino toin v'chazer v'toin. It's only because you're just explaining it, so you're revising it slightly. Ve'echad avikoy beidina v'lo ta'an va'ata me'avroi v'ta'an. So then, for sure, we don't believe your revision because it's your lawyer talking. Eino chazer v'toin. My time etani da'agmere. And furthermore, the Nardoy are also moded that if you're not even revising your taina, you're just explaining it by adding additional information. So Echad Omar Le Shel Avotai, what I meant was Avotai Shel Lakhu Mi Avotecha, that certainly is supportable. And Chozer V'Toei. Furthermore, In a case where the Ishtoi Mili Avroila Beidina, Velota'an, and he said the opposite. He comes now into Beidina, Veta'an, that's not considered to be a change. The Chozer V'to'in. My time of it is to Megalita Anite Ela Labedina. Omar Amemra, I want you to know that Ana Misabed in Ardan was really the Toin Vechoseva Toin, just like Ula. Veilkata Toin Vechoseva Toin. Ze Omer shall Avotavia Kalteshne Hazaka. Veze Omer shall Avotavia Kalteshne Hazaka. Hai Aite Sahadi de Avate, Vechlashne Hazaka. Vai Aite Sahadi only on the part of Achlashne Hazaka. Omrim Nachman, well, uki achila lebadi achila, and now uki araba cheskat avata, and throw this other guy out. Omr le Rava, what do you mean? Haidis bukheshati. Omar le, well, it's only yikrish b'achilata. It was never yikrish b'avata, was it? Yikrish? So are you saying that Rava and Rav Nachman are arguing with Plukta Ravuna Ravkistika? It's like a didma. Shnei kite yedina makishot zo et zo, omr Ravuna zo ba'a b'fnei atzmo umeida, v'zo ba'a b'fnei atzmo umeida. Bahadisari Shakri Lomali. So you're gonna tell me that Rav Nachman holds like Ravuna and Rav holds like Rav Chista. Of course not. Lo. I'll leave the Rav Chista, but you think Rav Nachman would try to kvetch in his chat Rav Chista? Obviously, Kule Amalo Pligi that Rav Chista is saying it's absurd, and you cannot accept the testimony. Keep pligi, I'll leave the Ravuna. Rav Nachman Kiravuna. That Ravuna says you're accepted for another part. Rav Amar Lo. At Kan Lo Kama Ravuna Lady Zacharis. Where did he ever say for another part? He said for another case. Avalotai dut lo. Meanwhile, the guy comes back. Other itis adidavate. So now we have two against two across the board. Omer of Nachum, well, anan aktine, anan maskinele. The zilut of the Beidin alo chashina. Mosiv rove vitemer of Zira. How can you say the zilut of the Beidin alo chashina? In a case where Shnayim Omri mate her husband, Ushnayim Omrim lo mate, Ushnayim Omrim nit kasha. And Shnayim Armim lo nitkarsha. Arezu lo tinase, but if she went ahead and he said, lo titse, says Rav Nachman b'Rav Yossi, of course she should be yotze. Om Rav Nachman b'Rav Yossi, ematay ani omer titse, bizman sheba'u edim, and the Besdin answered her to marry, ve'achar kach niseit, avon niseit, ve'achar kach ba'u edim, since the Beitin had been matir her to marry, arezu lo titse, because we're chay shuzilu to the Beitinah. Said Rav Nachman, well, look, Ana Savri Lamevet Uvda, I was going to restore this to the way it was, you know, and let them fight it out. But Hashtadu Tvina Nat, and I got to tell you, Rav Abduna asked me the same thing. Some have the gears of Abduna Misura, some have the Rav Abduna asked me Misuria, he asked me in Surya when I was visiting. So now, Lo Avdina Ba'uvda, now, since I threw the guy out, we'll have to leave it at that. And then Novakavaduvda, then he goes ahead and he puts them both in there to fight it out. Sumande Chazar Savata Uti Biadevalovi. It's because he found a good source. Bishop Natalia Bashley Rav Ravid. It's not. Rabbi Yuda Omer in Malin Lakuna Piedecha. Omer Rabbi Elazar Ematai Bimokob Shiesh Orin. Avamokob Shiin Orin. Malin Lakuna Piedecha. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Bishop Rabbi Shimon Askan. Absolutely not. Malin Lakuna Piedecha. What? That's absolutely yes. But maybe you'll try to just say they're arguing about what is the definition of an RR. So RR Chadi could be Naya Rebelez are holding that RR Chad is sufficient. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, we'll be Malin Alpid Eid Echad, even against an RR Chad, only against an RR Trey we won't. That's not true, because Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Hakol, Ein RR Pachot Mishnai. So we've got to be talking about, therefore, a case with RR Trey. In which case, what's the machloka? Sachamayaskina. We start with a chazaka. Machzikina be'avudai dekoenu. Nofakale kala, that is a ben grusha ben chalutza. So we went ahead and we said, well, until we find out more, achtina, you can't act as a kohen. Comes along now an eid echad. And he says he's a kohen. Now, we could certainly make him a kohen apiyed echad against rumors. So we do. V'yaskinu. Now comes along a true RR of two edim that says a ben grusha v'chalutz. And so the court paskins, well, he's not a kohen. Vaktinu. Comes along now another aid to be added to the previous aid who said he's a kohen gomer. And he says also he's a kohen gomer. And now all of the shitas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, everybody agrees there's no problem with the fact that the Edom came at separate times. Mitzarfim Edut. The question over here is, v'mechesh l'zilut v'debei dinu gam iflagim. Rabbi Elazar sova akiva de'achtine lo maskinan lan. Because chayshina zilut v'debei dinu. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel sova anan achtine v'anan maskinan lan. V'zilut v'debei dinu lo chayshin. And that's what I was saying, says Rabbi Nachman.